To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
It's done.
Yes, Mr. Frodo. It's over now.
I'm alone. I'm sticking. My fly's down.
Speaking of loneliness,
he's becoming isolated.
I am very, very, very lonely.
Making the best of a bad situation? Think of it as an extended vacation. Yeah!
Welcome back. It's another week, and you know what that means. Another episode of Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
Over and over, one day indistinguishable from the next.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! One, two, three, four!
X-ray specs there with Oh Bondage Up Yours. Hello and welcome to the last ever episode of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
Last ever?
Last one ever. A program that is no longer necessary because the powers that be have deemed that social isolation is no longer necessary. Which is not to say that we should be complacent about any of this.
No.
But things are slowly getting back to something resembling normal. And you can now hang out in small groups if you want. That's fine. And you'll find no smaller group than me, your old mate Bang, and my old mate, Eddie Yutz. How are you, Eddie?
Bang, you know I'm doing very well. It's great to be here with you this one last time under the banner of social isolation. We've gone from essential to non-essential in a matter of weeks. It was always going to happen, and it was quicker than I thought, but we did it. If I had to pick my favorite moment over the last 8 weeks or so, I couldn't, because like you, I have tremendous difficulty with short-term memory. Plus, we are inclined to look towards the future as it shines brightly. Or possibly that's just global warming. Either way, I am rushing to embrace it.
Indeed, we are here with you one last time on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. What's going to be the next song we're going to listen to, my good friend Edward?
We're going to hear a track from Baby Father. This track is called Meditation. You listen to 2SER.
Twenty bands, Hi, this is Dave from Custard, and you're listening to the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour with Bang and Eddie Yachts.
Veronica and I, unfortunately, well, it seems we might be delayed. Oh, one more last time, gold dust in our eyes. And I guess, I'll guess again. She turns the outside sign inch off, and right now I think she's calling the cops. Veronica cries, are you over there? Are you happy there? Under the moving lights, where everything should be alright. But Veronica cries all night. Hours or more, 'cause to me it all looks the same. One more black eye from some bloke who died. But I guess I can't complain. And now the Christmas bugs have all gone, but the festive lights still stay on. Veronica cries, are you over there? Are you happy there? Under the moonlit lights, where everything could be alright. But Veronica cries all night. Remember the clothes she wore when she told you on your front lawn. She said, lover, what have you done? Oh, Veronica, not everyone gets to choose.
Heard Custard there with Min Min Lights off the brand new album Respect All Life Forms, which is available now. That followed Meditation
Now
by Meditation by Dean Blunt and Arca, who are also known as Baby Father, for that awesome Baby Father mixtape. You are on 2SER. Bang.
Man, Dean Blunt and Arca teaming up there for Baby Father. What a jam.
So good.
Kate Ritchie. He's a much-loved actor, presenter, and author. Yes, Kate Ritchie. I'll cut you off there. She's not coming on the show, mate. but she's a much-loved actor, presenter, and author. Millions of Australians grew up with Kate as she played Sally Fletcher in the hit series Home and Away between 1987 and 2007. She's on it for 20 years. She currently hosts Kate, Tim, and Marty, the hugely popular National Drive show on Rival Network. She's our radio rival. She's our mortal enemy. If we were to meet, it would be muskets at dawn. However, that didn't stop me from reading her first book, I Just Couldn't Wait to Meet You. It's a lovely little book inspired by Kate's joy and excitement at anticipating the arrival of her baby daughter. And it really is a marvel, this book, because you'd think it's hard to find stuff that rhymes with it. But we should bugger off, but Kate makes it look easy. And as such, I was wondering, with the folding of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour, because this is indeed the last edition ever of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour, is it time we branched out into a different field? Maybe we've got to come up with a children's book, because there's not many words in it.
I've always wanted to write a children's book, mate. How easy could it be?
Yeah, not many words. Must be easy. Kate Ritchie got someone else to draw the pictures in her work. So that's the hard bit done.
You don't even have to draw the pictures yourself. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can outsource it to someone who can actually draw. Now, I don't know if you've read many children's books, Eddie Yates. Let me tell you, logic is absolutely unnecessary in these things. They're
perfect.
Full of bloody talking animals, like tugboats with thoughts, feelings, and internal monologues. Possums that not only practice witchcraft, but have normalised this witchcraft so much so that they practice it on their own families.
Disgusting.
There's wolves, foxes, and bears, all of them incompetent as all buggery. They couldn't catch a cold, let alone unarmed humans. So your children's book can basically be whatever you want it to be. We've got to move on to something else after the folding of the radio show. Let's brainstorm. Let's get a kid's book happening. You said you've always wanted to write a kid's book.
I have.
First things first, who's your protagonist?
Who's your protagonist?
Do you know what that means?
I don't know what that means. This is, does it need to be a person? Or a duck or something?
No, it can be anything. It can be a tugboat. I think it's preferred if it's not a person and is a tugboat. It doesn't have to be a tugboat. I don't want to steer you towards a tugboat, no pun intended. Doesn't need to be human.
Does it have to learn a lesson during this process of the book?
Yeah, it's got to learn a lesson. It's got to sort of go on a narrative arc, I think is what you call it. So I guess sort of what it needs to be, I guess it needs an antagonist. Which doesn't need to be, also the antagonist doesn't need to be a human. It doesn't need to be anything. It can be sadness or fear about not knowing how a rainbow got its colours.
Sure.
But it's an obstacle that our protagonist is looking to overcome. Do you want to start there? If you don't want to start with the protagonist, do you want to start with the antagonist?
I'll start with the protagonist, okay? Here we go. Hunger.
So, all right. So the person we're backing in this book is hunger. Does hunger sort of like manifest itself in a physical form that we can get this person who's doing our illustrations for us to sort of draw up? Because I don't want to pay them to do an abstract concept and they give me back some sort of bloody Steve Reich bullshit.
Okay, well, let's switch it up again. Let's make it a duck. A sad duck.
Right, it's a duck. I'll meet you halfway. It's a hungry, sad duck.
Well, that's why he's sad. He's hungry.
Well, maybe the duck could have some sort of other hunger. It could sort of hunger for the blood of its enemies, perhaps. That's probably okay. So the duck's sad. It's hungry.
Yep.
So I guess the obstacle it has to overcome is to sort of go on a journey.
Yes,
where
looking
it becomes
for food.
Less sad and hungry.
Mm. Because it finds something to eat. Let's say, I don't know, what do ducks eat? Small fish.
You're not meant to give them bread.
No, I know.
Yeah, last time I was at the duck park, which was only a couple of weeks ago, and I was giving them a bit of bread. Geez, I got the evil eye of a few people there. But I was doing it because I was standing next to the sign that said, don't feed the ducks. But you know me, I'm an anarchist, mate. I had Rage Against the Machine's first album.
Were you feeding
when
them?
When it came out, it's not... I didn't just buy it.
Yeah, not recently.
Like, this week or something, didn't purchase it on iTunes.
Did you feed them like baguettes or was it like small pieces of bread? Maybe that was why people were looking at you funny.
No, I got Lebanese bread because I figured it'd float the best.
Mm.
But no, I think they were looking at me funny because I was standing next to a sign that said don't feed the ducks, and also if you do feed ducks, you're not meant to feed them bread because, I don't know, they're all gluten intolerant or something.
I saw something that said you're supposed to feed them peas. Let me tell you, they do not like peas as much as they like bread.
No.
Who can blame them?
And they sink right to the bottom.
They do. You've tried it as well, I see. Okay, well, there's your journey there.
So there we go. So there's the book. There's the book. And, I mean, obviously, this book is going to suck, but that's no barrier to success for children's books because pretty much all of them are terrible, except for that one about the redfish and the bluefish.
If you're a publisher out there, I know that there's a lot of publishers and such in the literary crowd that listen to our show, and you like the idea of her book, we are open to negotiations selling the rights to that book we just wrote.
Believe me, our ideas come very, very cheap.
You can send us an email at superhappyfuntimehourradio@gmail.com, and we'll get our people to talk to your people, and we look forward to doing business in the children book game, or as I like to call it, getting free money, bang.
We better put a song on so we can answer all these emails.
That's right, it's already starting to ding.
What are we going to listen to, mate?
We're going to hear Patti Smith with Free Money from Horses on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. Money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Oh, baby, to buy all the things you need. Babe, I'll buy you a jet plane, babe. Get you on a higher plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet and then take you down deep where it's hot, hot in Arabia, baby, then cool, cold in fields of snow, and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming.
SER 107.3 FM.
running down, down, looking for some action. Gonna find my butcher man. Gonna get high.
And you know what he said to me? Give it to me. Give me all money.
Listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. Maybe you're listening at 2SER.com, or maybe you're listening on the 2SER app that you downloaded from the Play Store or the whatever the Apple one's called. We were just listening to a track by D-Boys there, Give Me Your Money, a Yugoslavian electro group around for a couple of years in the mid-80s, bang. Their name is spelt D apostrophe boys. I'm being clear about this because you don't want to confuse them with D hyphen boys from Japan.
Oh, D hyphen boys.
D hyphen boys, a group of young actors where the D stand for Drama, Dream, Debut, Discovery, and Development, which is actually 5 D's. So it probably should be 5 D boys. But isn't that also pretty much your life motto there, Bang? The 5 D's?
It's drama, drama, dreams.
We heard another little check in there. We heard a little snippet from the L Sweatshirt there, a little instrumental he made called Riot, and that was Patti Smith with Free Money at the top as we pleaded
social
to the publishing community for a book deal.
Just a little bit of Skrilla. Social Isolation, Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. For another Sunday morning, for the final Sunday morning of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. No more social isolation. No more super happy fun time. An Australian man has used his time in lockdown to create a 750-kilogram sculpture of a laughing kookaburra that he says will bring joy to the community in bleak times. Obviously, he's predicting bleak times. Dr. Farvardhan Dalheeri. He's an academic and an artist, and he debuted this huge bird this week on the streets of Brisbane. He's going to take it to the Townsville Cultural Festival. This thing is absolutely massive.
It's huge.
Photos of it online.
How
in
big is
yard.
It?
He needed to get like this sort of special trailer to carry it around in the back of the car.
How do you order it's that trailer? I've got to move around like a giant kookaburra. What do you got?
What have you got? What trailers do you have in giant kookaburras?
Exactly, that's what I'm getting at.
And he's made it, and I think initially it was meant to be just sort of like a sculpture that sat there and didn't do anything, but sure. Because he was given all this extra time due to lockdown, he was able to roboticize it a little bit, I guess, alter the design, and now it laughs. Its mouth moves in some sort of horrific, unlifelike fashion, which is probably sort of what you don't want to be seeing from a 750-kilogram kookaburra, or maybe that is what you want to be seeing. You want to know that it's not real, because if it were real, it would tear you apart. But anyway.
Yes. Terrifying.
Built himself a massive, massive terrifying kookaburra, did Dr. Dalheeri. So on behalf of Australia, we'd like to convey to the good doctor, this is an individual, he's not only a doctor, he's also an artist. And he's someone who actually completed something during lockdown that wasn't the entire series of Tiger King. We want to convey to the doctor that you can get stuffed, mate. You're overachieving. Show off, utter bastard. We hope your kookaburra comes to life, flogs your car, and brings it into the drive-thru intercom at McDonald's.
It's only a matter of time before the giant kookaburra does develop some kind of sentience, surely.
The clock it ticks now.
Don't forget, you're listening to the final
doth tick.
The final episode of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour with your hosts, me, Eddie Yutz, and Bang, the other guy that talks sometimes. Still plenty more ahead. The best is yet to come. We're going to listen to a track now by Usher. This is Climax on 2SER.
Going nowhere fast, we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Off the ground, love is the blood that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere fast. We've reached a climax. Together, now we're undone. Won't commit.
gave my best, it wasn't enough. You get upset, we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care at all?
Every night I pray to God, lead me in the right direction, yeah. Traffic here, and I am recording live from atop a drone, as it is the last final episode of the Super Fun Happy Good Time Isolation Hour. Bang and Yutz have kindly spent a lot of money and for some reason given me a drone, which was somehow able to carry my weight, and I have ridden up as high as it could possibly go to try and get the best traffic report possible. And so I've gone up into the clouds, as you can probably hear. It's quite wet and cold up here. Unfortunately, from this angle and this height, really, is the main issue. I cannot see the roads. There's a lot of cloud coverage, and I am unable to tell if the traffic around my house is good or bad. So it's kind of a waste of money on Bang and Yutz's half, but good on them for going all out on the final episode, and good luck to them in their future endeavors. Right, signing out, Max Traffic.
Once again, Max Traffic there with the traffic report. Vital stuff, fantastic information.
Wasn't that an inessential traffic report?
We just had a track from the Kid Laroi with Blessings, and Usher was at the top with Climax.
Yes, Big Bang here, Edward Yutz, as always. Eddie, humans were always willing to buy products used to poison rats. But if rats could purchase products to poison humans, would we be as comfortable with the scenario, do you think? Even though it would be exponentially more beneficial for society from an economic standpoint? I think not. Same logic applies to flies. But then you go, how would they manage to pick up a tin of fly spray? It's beyond me.
Perhaps for the flies, it's called human spray, and it's packaged in such a way that they can easily manipulate it. And perhaps it's so concentrated that one tin can kill up to 100 humans.
Man, that represents great value for the flies, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
This tin of human spray, you kill up to 100 humans with that. It's fantastic to have that around the house. Our great city of Sydney, returning to rats. Our great city of Sydney is in the midst of a rat plague at the moment. Did you know about this, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the rats. I've encountered them firsthand. They're everywhere.
Because they're moving out, mate. They're leaving the cities and they're heading for the suburbs, which is pretty sad to see the rats sell out like that. Remember when rats used to be cool? Remember what the time was?
Rats you would get street.
There was no animal in the whole of the animal kingdom who was more punk rock than the rat. Now they're moving to the suburbs. They're probably buying a four-wheel drive and having hard opinions on the state of rugby union.
Happens to everyone, Bang. Happens to all the punk rockers. You can't stay in the city forever. Well, you can. Some people do. It doesn't happen to all of them at all. But the big majority. But it is a shame to see that rats heading down the same path of mediocrity.
Yeah, it's sort of, I don't know, it cuts me in a way that I can't rightly sort of verbalise, which is a shame considering as radio program is the medium in which we work.
Kind of the bare minimum qualification, really, isn't it, to be able to communicate words through the method of talking. Hey, Bang, I've just got a fax coming in here. Can you hear the fax machine going? Did you know we still had a fax in the isolation super
in
our office?
Well, that's how we get the missives from the Bureau of Meteorology, isn't it?
True, it's true. I've just
what's
received.
What's the fax?
It's a fax from Shadow Kid up at the Sunshine Coast. Do you remember Shadow Kid?
G'day, Shadow Kid. I remember Shadow Kid. Good friend of the show. Friend of the show for the last time.
Friend of the show for the last time. We decided we're going to do a new segment on the show, and what better time to introduce a new segment than on the very last episode of your show? Shows that you were always trying to keep it fresh. Anyway, he's sent me a fax. He's doing the surf report because, you know, he's up there in the paradise for surfers. Not surfers paradise, that's a different place, but a different paradise for surfers, the Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast. What is it, south, north?
It's north of Brisbane, yeah. North of the big city up there. Anyway, he says, hey, Bang and Eddie, congratulations on the final episode of your show. I want you guys to play a track by Calvin Cool called El Lecolete. El Tecolete, let's say it completely differently, but translates to the owl. Calvin Cool were a 1963 West Coast wrecking crew. Lots of smiles in Coolum this week, but the swell's taking a dive for the weekend. R.I.P. Jerry Cole. We're going to hear this track now that Shadow Kid wants to hear. We love when Shadow Kid picks a song for the show.
Thanks, Shadow Kid, for the surf report. Here's your jam now on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. It's Calvin Cool with El Tecolote.
Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. It's time for the Sports Report with Ben Doran.
In life, as it is in sport, maxims play a role in guiding thought and action. Not Maxim, the magazine that promises to seduce, entertain, and surprise the modern man. This maxim is trash. Throw it in the bin. Cancel your subscription, Dad. I'm talking about those short and pithy statements that express a general truth. For the championship-winning 2008 Boston Celtics, their maxim was Ubuntu, a South African concept the team took to mean a person is a person through another person, or I can't be all I can be unless you are all you can be. The 1988 Jamaican bobsled team coalesced around the maxim, feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it's bobsled time. They may not have won a medal, but Derice and the gang sure did learn a thing or two about life and how winning isn't everything. As a young adult, my maxim was beer, then wine, feeling fine, wine, then beer, never fear. It was not until 5 years ago, when I was diagnosed with a fatty liver and gallstones, that I realized I had misheard this principle, and as a result, had unwittingly become a problematic drinker with significant health issues. Now, at the age of 42, I can only think of one principle worth passing on to my child in rhyme, and it is this. If you find you need to piss, whilst waiting for the elevator. The risk of endless shame can be avoided by just taking the escalator or the stairs. It is not much, but it is mine and it is true.
Ben Doran there with the sports report, 2SER 107.3 FM. It's harrowing stuff, the sports
chilling
report.
Stuff again. God, that's put me right. It was the return of the NRL this weekend, and isn't it sort of like now that the NRL's got canned crowd noises in it? Isn't it great to sort of have Ben Doran there with that floating in his mind as well? Just the sort of the fact that everything that you're watching on sports these days is artificial, and Ben's there dealing with it from a philosophical and existential point of view, and he's reporting exclusively for the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour for the last time ever.
If anything, it's the only way to deal with sports these days is on that kind of level. Maybe Ben Doran will follow us to our next project. Do you think we should do another project now that this show's wrapping up, other than the book, the children's book, which we talked about earlier?
Well, obviously, we are going to have to focus a lot of time on the children's book because, I mean, I think it's sort of like we've got to get close to something like 250 words for the children.
Well, we must have had about 12. We must have got up to about 12 or 13 words.
Yeah, and we'll get some synonyms of those and we'll be able to cultivate the book further from that point of view. But the book is like, we need to be realistic about this. The book is going to take up a lot of our time, but I'd be very happy to continue some sort of radio project with you post the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. I'll probably maybe see at this same time slot next week on 2SER.
That'd be great if we could get something together by the same time slot next week on 2SER. And I'm confident that we can.
Yeah. Before we finish the show forever, let's do some radio things where we talk about on this day. Now, on this day in 1961, lead guitarist for U2, The Edge, was born in Essex in the United Kingdom. Named The Edge by his parents, he still uses the title as lead guitarist for popular rock group U2. He is 58, but seeing as we're a day ahead of the UK, as the international dateline, he's very much on the edge of turning 59.
I like what you did there. It's a good pun.
Also on this day, last week, I lost my Opel card, and I just put $20 on it. So if you find an Opel card, it could be mine. If you wouldn't mind catching the train here to 2SER to drop it off, I'll totally pay for the journey here. After that, you're on your own. Indeed, as we all are in this cold and uncaring existence where we could die at any moment, leaving behind nothing but the heartbreak we caused others. As for that Opel card again, just a normal black one, slightly peeling at the corners. 95149500 if you've got it. And that'll do us for the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. It has been a wonderful journey. Eddie Yutz, thank you so much for doing it with me, bro.
It's been my pleasure and the highlight of my week. Most definitely, the other highlight of my week is Psychedelic Sunday with Soup and OPP coming up next on 2SER. What are we going to go out with, Bang?
This week, the final song of all time on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. We've got to take it off a classic album. It's got to be a classic jam. And we've also got to give it up one time to Jimmy Cobb, who was the drummer for the Miles Davis group on the Kind of Blue album. He passed away this week at the age of 91. So let's say one last goodbye to the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour as we listen to Freddy Freeloader by Miles Davis. R.I.P. Jimmy Cobb. R.I.P. Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Bang and Eddie Yutz will return.